April is National Poetry Month, and it's my pleasure to introduce Popular Library Manager at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County, David Siders. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Robin. Great to be here.
Okay, first, I have to ask about your title. Popular Library Manager, the most popular library manager at the library, or is it a popular collection that you're manager of?
It is a popular collection. We have a collection of the highest demand materials, fiction, DVDs, music CDs, a wide variety of materials that are the most popular and in-demand materials, so hence the name Popular Library. I like to think I'm popular because I really enjoy my job and working with people. Mm-hmm. So.
And the poetry collection, is that part of your...
It's actually in our information and reference department. I would like to say it's a historic collection. It's extremely large, of American poetry, of course, and international poetry. The information and reference staff will be happy to connect you to that large collection,
okay,
which we do display in the Popular Library for this Poetry in the Garden series.
Would you say then that we have an exceptional collection of poetry here in Cincinnati? I know we've already set records for the number of checkout items nationally, and poetry is part and parcel of that?
Absolutely. A large historic collection we've been collecting for our 100 years plus. So our poetry collection goes back those years.
And you're also supporting new poetry by having this 16th annual Poetry in the Garden contest. So let's talk about that and what you're offering this year in April.
It's an honor to be responsible for developing this, which I've done for the past several years. We celebrated last year for the 15th anniversary, and to carry on for 16 years is quite a force in our community. And we partner with the Greater Cincinnati Writers League, which adds more power and connections to the strength of the series. So it's historic, I guess you could say, for 16 years, made an impact in the community, and we're developing it and growing it, making it stronger with our partnership with Greater Cincinnati Writers League.
By the time this airs, we'll have missed the 1st of April, which was when you were featuring the winners of your third annual Poetry in the Garden contest. But before we talk about the contest and the winners, let's run through some of the highlights of the series and when they take place during Poetry Month.
The winners' poems will be featured on our website, so be sure and take a look in our What's New section, and you'll be able to read the winning poets. And then every evening in April at 7 p.m. at the Popular Library, at the main library, we have three featured poets each evening, and a couple of poets' names to mention are Pauletta Hansel, Tyrone Williams, Jerry Judge, Bucky Ignatius, Terry Peterson. And then the ultimate event at the end of the series on April 29th features a read-around of many poets from the Greater Cincinnati Writers League.
Yeah, explain what a read-around is.
So the read-around is an opportunity for people, maybe even first-time poets that haven't had a chance to read before, read as part of this read-around. So each person will read a poem, we'll jump to the next person, and then the next person, and the next person, and when we go through the group, we'll start over again. So I think ultimately each poet would probably read 3-4 poems. There's an energy behind it and an excitement, and again, an opportunity for newer poets or maybe less confident poets to really develop their speaking skills and reading skills.
Now, I want to be sure and mention that we're talking about Tuesday nights in April, began last week, but it's coming up this Tuesday night, April 8th, and they're always at 7 p.m. But then you have an extra evening this year.
This year, to add to the strength and the growth of Poetry in the Garden, we are featuring a special evening of Das Madras Press Poets on Monday, April 21st at 7 p.m. Das Madras is a really cool local press. Founded in 2004 by Robert Murphy, it's dedicated to the belief that the small press is essential to the vitality of contemporary literature, which emphasizes new voices and new works by established poets, as well as older, sometimes forgotten voices.
And that's going to be Monday, April 21st at 7 p.m. These are all free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this contest, because this is your 3 years in to the, and it's called officially Poetry in the Garden Contest. Your call to poets goes out right at the beginning of the year, January 1.
Yes.
Have you seen an increase over the 3 years in the number of contributions, and what has the quality of the poetry been?
We really were impressed the first year, 3 years ago, of how many people submitted entries. For the 3 years, we've had hundreds of entries now. We're just really, really impressed and pleased with the engagement of poets in our community. And the quality has been great. Pauletta Hansel has coordinated the judging for the past 3 years, and I want to say a special thank you to her. She assembles professional poets as judges. They do a great job in a fairly short time frame to make tough decisions because each year we've had so many entries.
Wow.
And I've looked over them. They're anonymous entries, of course. We don't attach names. So they are judging the actual poems, and they're really impressive. And Pauletta has said to me each year that there are really tough decisions involved.
Do you have one of the winning poems that you can read for us today?
I would love to. I've chosen one of the winning poems at random. It's Sowing Wheat, 1934, by Kathy Hale. Between the scowling daughters of revolution and a somber painting of Wyeth's father, Arthur Dove's landscape swirls. The museum closes in 5 minutes, but Dove's farmer pushes through a green passage towards me, and I want to taste the mineral tang of freshly furrowed rows, rumpled like bed covers. He is dwarfed by vines that tendril beyond the frame, by a towering tree with fruits like apostrophes or tadpoles. We don't see the bread lines, the new suburbs that spill past the city limits, just trees that flame green, arching into the wet sky. The plow's wheels creak and the farmer clicks his tongue to urge the team on, collar shifting about the shoulders of his comical pair. Neither oxen nor draft horses, more woolly mammoths or some other gentle extinct creatures with blurry outlines, long-lashed eyes and bright red tongues. Some might assume the farmer, in his yellow slicker and black hat pulled low against the spring chill, is extinct as well, but he is alive and sowing wheat. His pace a steady rhythm to brush strokes that churn across the canvas's intersecting threads.
Thanks so much for reading that, David. Poets who perhaps didn't have a chance or didn't hear about the third annual poetry contest still have an opportunity to share their work on each of these Tuesday evenings. So tell us a little bit how they can get involved.
One strength of Poetry in the Garden that's been developed in the past few years is our focus on open mic sessions. So for the past couple of years, Poetry in the Garden, each Tuesday evening in April, features several poets like we've talked about. And then we open up into the open mic session and we devote at least 1 hour to anyone coming to these events wanting to read, and it's been impressive. We have engaged a diversity of people, a diversity of budding poets, and a diversity of established poets that have read dynamic and striking, moving and emotional work that's been top quality, and it runs very smoothly. We have a sign-up sheet about 15 minutes before each evening, so that's 6:45 each evening, Tuesday evening in April.
We've been talking to David Siders. He's the popular library manager at the Greater Cincinnati and Hamilton County Library System. And we can find David downtown and all these wonderful Poetry in the Garden series events. And you can read more about open mic and about anything to do with poetry at our library system. And there is an extensive collection there, too, by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.